Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Was going to be the front runner for the job in Tallahassee if, and only if, Mike Norvell were to leave. Now, it makes sense that Norvell was in the running for the job in Tuscaloosa, especially after the incredible turnaround that he had in Tallahassee. This was a team that had no direction at the end of the Jimbo Fisher era, had no sight of any progression underneath Willie Taggart. And there were fans out of the first 2 years saying, once again, here we go with Mike Norvell. Wash, rinse, repeat. Well, he gets you to 10-3, and then he takes you to 13-0. He wins you an ACC title, so he's going to be on the short list, just like Kalen DeBoer. But what's interesting, why would Lane Kiffin be the perfect fit of Florida State? Well, for starters, let's go with proof of concept. Every single offseason, we argue about who is the portal king. Which school is transfer portal you? And the two usual suspects leading the charge are Ole Miss and Florida State. If you want to call one the Portal Prince, one the Portal King, whatever. We in the SEC know who actually runs the show. It's Lane Kiffin. The only reason why they were able to get to 10 wins 2 years ago was because of the transfer portal. The only reason why they were able to build an 11-win season for the first time in program history was because of the transfer portal. You don't get to the Peach Bowl and get to hoist up a title in Atlanta without the likes of Trey Harris, without the likes of Jackson Dart, without the likes of multiple defensive players, including Jared Ivey and J.J. Pegues. So we know the transfer portal works, and Kiffin is a whiz of landing proven commodities saying, you come here, we'll give you a shot to make it to the NFL. We know how good you are. We know what you could have done at that last school. Now go ahead and take your revenge out every single time you line up against an opponent. And that's kind of the concept down in Tallahassee. Last season, one of the best transfer portal classes in the history of Seminole football. The year before, they landed a premier pass rusher in Jared Verse. And so if you're Florida State, you're saying, we want to make sure that we have the same proof of concept, and we want to continue to build what we have already established over the last few years. Who's done that as good, if not better, than Mike Norvell? Simple, Lane Kiffin. And Kiffin's worth it. Kiffin is 100% worth it. The entire persona around Ole Miss football has drastically changed in the last 4 years since Kiffin stepped foot in Oxford from Boca Raton, Florida, when he was at Florida Atlantic. Everybody talks about Ole Miss. Everybody knows what Ole Miss was. They were a run-of-the-mill team in the SEC that every once in a blue moon would have their moment in the sun. They're like the TCUs of the SEC. You know, they're going to find a way to get to a quality season, but don't be shocked if they start to regress a little bit. And that's kind of the case right now when it comes to a lot of schools. But Ole Miss is trending upward, and the transfer portal has been a big part of that. The same thing with Florida State. They've been trending upward. There is a giant difference, in my opinion, between the Big Ten, the SEC, and the ACC. And it's the tier level. And that's where I think Kiffin falls in for number two. From a tier standpoint, where would you rank him among coaches? Or where would you rank Florida State among programs? Because in the SEC, you know who are the tier ones. You got your Alabamas, you got your Georgias. Then you know who are the usual tier twos, the Auburns of the world, Ole Misses in that conversation. I probably would throw Texas A&M, maybe Tennessee's on the come up at this point. They're the ones that always seem to find their way to 9-3, 10-2. They're in the hunt. They'll get a few upset wins. The same thing could be said about the Big Ten. You got your usuals, Ohio State, Michigan. If you want to, throw Oregon at this point up there. And then you have your tier twos, the Penn States, that's always going to give you 10-2, but lose to bad teams. You know you're going to see the same from like a Wisconsin most years. Minnesota maybe falls in that category. What about the ACC? There's always been a drop-off when it comes to...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The ACC in tier rankings. Clemson right now still belongs at tier one. And I think at this point, you could probably throw in Florida State after winning an ACC title. But everyone else, they've kind of dropped the bar. North Carolina should be better than what they are. Virginia Tech should be better than what they are. Virginia, they were a few years removed from going to the Orange Bowl. Now they can't get over 500. You also have schools such as, you could throw in Louisville, NC State. They've been middle of the pack, but nothing to write home about. So you throw Lane Kiffin into Tallahassee, already a top 10 coach in college football, and you say to yourself, well, now all we got to do is just get past Dabo, which we've proven that we can before. And if we continue to do that, we're in a good spot. Here's the thing. Would Kiffin take the job? It's really interesting because this late in the process, you know that there is going to be the transfer portal window. And with that, you leave your school. Now, potentially, you're losing players that are already committed to the Seminoles. But they're not committed to the Seminoles. One of the biggest lies in college football that we've heard over the last few years, people commit to programs. No, people commit to people. People were sold on the idea of what Tallahassee could be at Doak Campbell Stadium every Saturday underneath Mike Norvell. They don't know the vision that Lane Kiffin has. They don't know what Lane's going to change up. They don't know what type of offensive personnel he wants to bring in, if he's going to bring over his own recruits, how many of those players are going to depart Oxford and come to Tallahassee for one more year. What's going to happen? Nobody knows that. And the problem is that maybe there's a five-star talent or a four-star talent that really wants to play for Mike Norvell. Well, now he's going to go follow him to Tuscaloosa. And the other guys, they're just going to be sitting there wondering, what happens to me? Kiffin has it made right now. Kiffin, in my opinion, has the best case scenario possible. And part of the reason why is because he demanded it. Every few years, you're going to hear Kiffin's name be brought up in conversations for head coaching jobs. 2 years ago, the Auburn job opened up. We were going into the Egg Bowl. And rumors and speculation all throughout the Magnolia State said, Lane Kiffin to Auburn. Done deal. And it wasn't a done deal. And there's multiple reasons behind that. Now, I don't know for a fact if he ever met and there was the final line and then they got to the finish line. And right before he crossed it, he said, you know what? I'm good in Oxford, but I regard myself and just say, let's throw that to the wayside. When it comes to Kiffin, everything that he wants in Oxford is there. You've seen an uptick in the NIL collective. One of the biggest things he complained about last offseason. If we want to be able to compete with the Alabamas and the Georgias of the world, well, at this point, we're going to have to recruit better, and we're going to have to put our money where our mouth is. Keith Carter and the Grove Collective are doing that on the regular. They once again scoured the transfer portal and landed incredible talent. Talent that probably didn't commit to Oxford. They committed to the old man that's calling the plays. That's the problem here. So you get a guy like Prince Lee or Manley Yellen. You get Walter Nolan. You get Chris Paul. You get Logan Diggs. You watch this repeat. Multiple positions of value that you're losing, whether it be to the transfer portal, whether it be to the NFL draft, and you're right back in the hunt. Anybody says that Ole Miss can't go 11-1 this year, you're out of your minds. Their schedule is manageable. They have the talent to be able to go toe-to-toe with almost everybody, minus maybe Georgia, and they also have the right personnel leading the charge. They're one of the best coach staffs in all of college football, and Kiffin's got it made because of every single year he knows he can up his contract. You got to remember, in the state of Mississippi, there is a rule that says you can only have a coach who is a state employee under contract for 4 years. So let's just say every single offseason he goes and he gets to 10 wins. That's another year added to the contract and another probably million in his pocket. Let's say he wins a national title. Well, now that's another year added to the contract and probably $3 million added to his annual salary. So every single offseason, you get to regroup, reevaluate, and reassess, what are you worth? You're not going to get that in Tallahassee. And also in Tallahassee, there's going to come the conundrum of people saying, he's running away from competition. He didn't want to stay in the SEC. No. He wanted to be not like James Franklin, who could get past the lowly tier SEC programs. You know, the schools that nobody writes home about, the ones that will sit up at night praying to the college football gods for a shot at the college football playoff and realize, it's just a pipeline dream. Said he's going to go to the ACC, where competition is going to be lesser, where the conference as a whole may eventually dissolve as we know it, and the Super League is now going to force him to get back to the competition. Kind of heard that rumor before. Anybody remember Lincoln Riley when he said he wasn't going to LSU only to literally 12 hours later take the job in the Pac-12? Yeah, rumors are going to start. But Kiffin has the biggest thing of all. He has the backing of the fan base. Kiffin is an anomaly. Kiffin is one of one. There is nobody built like him and nobody who sounds like him, acts like him, talks like him, addresses the media like him, goes into press conferences and has really, really thoughtful conversations and also is not afraid to speak his mind. And some schools are terrified of that. Alabama, I can tell you right now, one of the main reasons why Greg Byrne probably didn't target Lane Kiffin is the same reason he didn't target Dan Lanning. It's the same reason he didn't target Steve Sarkisian. They're decent locations, but also a lot of people are going to compare them to the next Nick. It's basically Nick 2.0. And you're setting him up to be a giant failure. Already, Kalen DeBoer is facing enough pressure having to replace the GOAT. Now you want to add in, Lane Kiffin's going to do it. Oh, and on top of Kiffin doing it, he has to do it to Nick's standards if he wants to stick around for the long run. Oxford embraces it. Oxford loves everything about Lane, everything about his enigma, his persona, his personality, his brashness. And if schools aren't willing to take that along with it, then what you're doing is you're changing the culture and the identity. We talk about culture in college football nonstop. You hear the big wigs mention culture, culture, culture. Well, you know what the culture that's been established in in Oxford, Mississippi, better than anywhere else? We know who we are, and we're going to show you why. That's their culture. They don't care if they are ranked 21st in the country. They don't care if they're ranked 15th in the country. They don't care if people are undermining them by minus 14 points going into Saturdays in Athens. They're going to give you a performance, and they're going to make sure everybody knows we mean business. So for Kiffin, there really is no reason to leave if you don't feel like you have to. If you feel like that things are trending upward, if you feel like things are moving in the right direction, you see the progress with the NIL collective, you see how the team is establishing a great identity, and with the expanded college football playoff, knowing that Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti are this close every single week from hitting the panic button and saying, you know what, we're going to dissolve from the NCAA, you're in a really good spot. Sometimes being great is good. You don't need to go for exceptional every single time. Being stable and secure is not a bad thing in life. Sometimes it's the best thing because if you know that you always will have a job, you know you'll always stay employed, you know you'll always have the opportunity to better your chances with the company. That's what Lane Kiffin has. And more importantly, Lane Kiffin has a great shot this year and every single year moving forward to not only be a front runner in the SEC, but a front runner to not only miss a playoff first round, but be a consistent college football playoff contender. I understand Florida State would have definitely been a hotbed. And I can tell you this much right now. Nobody would say Ole Miss is a better job than Florida State. But for Lane Kiffin, maybe Oxford is a better location than Tallahassee working in the ACC. Make sure you hit the ring notification and the subscribe button down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SEC Unfiltered. Follow me on my own social media channels at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. Download the podcast version of the show, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you have podcast listening systems. And to keep up with everything that we're doing on SEC coverage, make sure you visit SECUnfiltered.com. Again, this episode is brought to you by Roback. Use the promo code SECU for 20% off on your first order. And make sure that you're following us on all of our social media platforms at SECUnfiltered. I'm Cole Thompson. Until next time, folks. Later.